Hey everyone, Brian and Haley here to wish you a very happy new year. We hope that 2018 will be your best year on social media and that we can help you here on the Science of Social Media every step of the way. We know there are a ton of great podcasts out there for you to listen to, and so we're honored and grateful that you've chosen to tune in here with us. A quick note for this week's episode, you might notice a slight dip in sound quality as Haley and I were recording from any closet or quiet space we can find during the holidays. But we'll be back in action next week with our trusty Yeti microphones. With that, we hope you enjoy. Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 75. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're counting down the five biggest social media trends that we can expect to see a lot more of as we head into 2018.
I don't know about you, Haley, but I cannot believe how fast time flies. There's so much to look forward to on the social media front in 2018. This should be a fun episode. It was super hard to pick only five social media trends for the upcoming year, so before we dive into our top trends, I thought I'd quickly share the trends that didn't make our list for 2018 but came very close, just so you have an idea of where we're at.
I love that, because this episode would easily be more than an hour long if we went into everything we really wanted to talk about, and we're not sure you want to listen to us for that long, so we're going to keep it quick.
No, I'm pretty sure you don't want to listen to us that long, so the runner-ups at number 10, the rise of augmented reality. At number 9, an increased focus on mobile-first content for social. Number 8, organic reach continues to decline and how brands can still find success on social media, and now that I say that out loud, I'm thinking we maybe should have done this one, but number 7, a focus on social media as an engagement and customer service first channel. Number 6, cryptocurrency. No, just kidding. Number 6 is that advertising reaches a saturation point, equaling higher cost and increased competition for all. What do you think, Haley? Did we make the right call?
I definitely think we should have chatted about cryptocurrency, but no, these are all awesome. I think the trends that we picked might not be a big surprise to people. And actually, you might already know a lot of these, but as we'll talk about, I think the ones we chose are the most important and accessible trends for brands and marketers to adopt into their own strategies in 2018. Number 5, brands begin to focus on Generation Z. Generation Z was born between 1995 and 2016, meaning the oldest members are around 22 years old. So many of them are teenagers entering college or soon to join the workforce. And in marketing terms, that means it's not long before they have a ton of buying power. And actually, a recent study by Goldman Sachs concluded that Generation Z was more valuable to most organizations than millennials.
Oh no, our millennial generation is quickly being forgotten here. I can't believe it. But in terms of social media in 2018, brands will begin to recognize this increase in buying power, as you mentioned, Haley, and will shift their social media strategies accordingly. So like we'll talk about in number 4, hint, hint, expect great investment in platforms loved by Gen Zers like Snapchat, Instagram, messaging apps, hangout apps like Houseparty and HQ. In other words, more of these closed platforms.
Yeah, and that's the tricky part, right? Brands figuring out fun and innovative ways to be a part of these closed networks without seeming too pushy or salesy, and also to expect a lot more closed network apps as creators figure out ways to target this new market. Feels like we're going to enter a whole new age of marketing.
Totally agree. Coming in at number 4, increasing brand participation in messaging and chatbot platforms. It's wild to think that more than 2.5 billion people use messaging platforms globally, and yet brands are still primarily focused on connecting with consumers on pure social networks. And we've talked about this before, Haley, and it was one of my favorite episodes, but more people are using social media messaging apps like Messenger and WhatsApp than they are social media networks like Facebook and Instagram. Somehow, I feel like this has gone under the radar for a lot of brands and marketers.
Yeah. So in 2018, expect brands to invest more time and money in connecting with consumers on these messaging platforms. And what I think has stopped a lot of brands from doing that already is both uncertainty and a high barrier to entry, almost like it's a big investment, so they stick to what they know works.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And what's interesting and where the opportunity is that it's becoming easier to build and launch like pre-made chatbot solutions, primarily across platforms like Facebook and Messenger. I really believe that this technology will develop super quickly and spread into all other key social media platforms as this automated chat communication network becomes a staple in business efficiency and engagement.
Totally. And there are so many great ways to use chatbots as well. There's sales, shopping, customer service, content delivery, feedback, reviews, the use cases really go on. And don't forget that Instagram just released their own messaging app called Direct. So it'll be interesting to see how quickly technology for that takes off and the adoption rate on that platform. I guess the question is, how quickly will you jump on the trend? At number three, a continued investment in influencer marketing. Listen to these stats. Influencer marketing content delivers 11 times higher ROI, that's return on investment, than traditional forms of digital marketing. And 40% of people say they've purchased an item online after seeing it used by an influencer on Instagram, Twitter, Vine, or YouTube.
You know, when we were prepping for this episode, Haley, those stats, like, I don't know why they blew my mind. And it's funny because it made me think I actually experienced influencer marketing the other day and totally fell for it. So I subscribed to this newsletter called Morning Brew, and essentially it's just this quick little, you know, kind of investment focused newsletter. And at the end, they threw in a total influencer marketing of like, check out these pants for men. I was like, oh, like these guys use these pants, I should totally buy these pants. And then I got almost bought them and then realized that they're sponsoring those pants. I don't know. It was just a total influencer marketing experience.
I've definitely experienced that, especially with Instagram. I feel like I see things on Instagram that I'm like, I want that. I just have to stop myself.
Exactly.
I was like, I don't think you're alone on that, Brian. And get this, over 90% of marketers who employ an influencer marketing strategy believe it's successful. Companies like North Face, HubSpot, Lululemon, and countless others use influencer marketing strategies on social media to connect with new audiences and improve engagement with existing users. This year, we saw that brands that opted for traditional advertising strategies struggled to connect to social media users. Next year, it's likely that more brands will embrace influencer marketing as a way to connect with audiences who tend to ignore traditional strategies.
Yeah, and after seeing those stats, I'm kind of wondering why we haven't at least attempted some sort of influencer campaign, if not just to say that we did and write about it. But if you think about it, let's say that 2018 is really the year for the start of Gen Z and where these private social media apps and messaging apps take over, then imagine how important influencer marketing will be. It's like having your own personal human marketing team in the trenches of places where brands typically can't reach. So I'm thinking that this trend, influencer marketing, is the one to keep your eye on.
Definitely. And it's not like influencer marketing has grown a lot over the past few years to a huge play for a lot of brands. But I think one of the things I've noticed with a lot of influencer marketing campaigns is that there's a lack of trust in the influencers. Or maybe it's more like too much trust that the brands know better than the influencer in terms of what works on social. So I think it's important to listen to the influencers' suggestions on how to get set up with your campaign. And they know their fans a lot better than you do. So let them do their thing. I'm sure it'll work out.
Number two, increasing popularity of Instagram stories and ephemeral content. This is a repeat stat for lots of you that tuned into episode number 70 on Instagram stories, but I think it is still worth talking about and still a great trend for 2018. So over 300 million people use Instagram stories each month, which is 50 million more than those who use Snapchat, and Instagram stories is just 1 year old. So at this rate of growth for stories, nearly half of all Instagram users will be using stories by the end of 2018. This means that brands interested in growing their Instagram account absolutely must take time to master Instagram stories this year, starting now. Plus, they just released a neat new feature that allows you to add stories as quote-unquote highlights on your main profile. So The content will stay around a lot longer than 24 hours. And obviously this move by Instagram clearly shows that users are showing an increased interest in stories.
We've talked about the benefits of Instagram stories before, a positive effect on all of your content in the algorithm, chance to connect with your users one-on-one, and giving your brand a more human and authentic touch. So all really good things. Something that people are looking for these days on social too. But what about Snapchat? Let's not forget about them. Snapchat just announced a new layout for their platform, clearly separating brand content from your friends and family. This could be the spark the platform needed. It'll be interesting to see what happens over there with that team and all of these new changes.
Yep, it'll be very interesting to see that. And I think it's funny because if you think about the younger generations like millennials or Gen Z, I think a lot of people forget that a lot of them use Snapchat over Instagram. I saw a stat the other day where it showed Snapchat actually leading the charge in a lot of demographics, 44% to 38% usage over Instagram. So like I said, I think we tend to forget about that and how many people actually still use the platform. Though in terms of social media trends, we're going to have to see a bigger uptrend in usage on Snapchat in order for brands to really embrace it as a marketing channel.
I totally agree with this. I feel like when Instagram stories came out, all the marketers jumped ship. And then we were all like, what do you mean Snapchat's still a thing?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I could be speaking just for me. But when I see people still using Snapchat, I'm like, what about Instagram stories?
Right. No, people still use Snapchat. Yeah.
Mind blowing. Last but not least, our number one for 2018, video finally takes front and center stage, and particularly live streams. Last year, we, along with pretty much every other marketer on the planet, called for the rise of video in 2017. And I think we can safely say that the prediction came true over the course of this year.
It has
really built a ton of momentum. But 2018 is the year where it's widely adopted by a large majority of brands in their marketing program. So the biggest reason is that technology is becoming more widely available to create great looking videos. Marketers are starting to get the hang of what works and how to create videos, and brands are finally starting to make room in their budget for video creation.
Totally. And I think the reason for that is that brands are realizing that video really does work. It's not just a fad. It's going to be around for a long time. Like, for example, did you know that WordStream found that videos on social media generate 1,200% more shares than text and images combined?
Oh my gosh, is that even a real stat?
And, I know, right? And that viewers retain 95% of a message when they see it in a video, and only 10% retain it when they see it in text. So I think the tricky part will be standing out among the sea of video content we're about to experience in 2018.
I think that's right. And I think that's where live streaming will come into play. In 2018, more brands will begin to realize the power of live streaming and will incorporate it into their monthly content plans. Not only is it a way to involve your audience, but it'll be a way to help your content stand out in social feeds. And in a world of super quick social videos, marketers that can keep users' attention for more than 30 seconds will start to develop a super engaged audience. We'll start to see a lot more brand-created video series on social in an attempt to do that.
Yep, and I can't wait for those. It should be an exciting year. Well, there you have it, our top five social media predictions for 2018. A quick recap. Number five, brands begin to focus on Gen Z. Number four, increasing brand participation in messaging and chatbot platforms. Number three, a continued investment in influencer marketing. Number two, increasing popularity of Instagram stories and ephemeral content. And finally, number one, video takes front and center stage, particularly live streams.
That was super fun. Now it's time to go out and get some of these strategies started. I can't wait to see what unfolds in 2018, and we're super excited to have you along with us here on the podcast for this whole journey.